It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones, co-author of Wild Boulder County.
I'm standing here in Lower Skunk Canyon, just west of Boulder, and this has really been the lushest summer that many of us can remember in Boulder. So we thought we'd come up here and check out some of these patches of wildflowers and look for bumblebees. Here's a beautiful Hunt's bumblebee. It landed on the Klamath weed, which is a yellow flower. It's about a half inch long, has a yellow head, and then the abdomen is black, yellow, and orange, but it has two or more very bright orange segments on its abdomen. It's going from flower to flower. Well, it looks like it's nectaring. It's sucking nectar. One thing we didn't see on that bumblebee was the big clumps of pollen on its legs. So we're going to guess that's a male. Bumblebees are related to honeybees. Here comes, oh, this is a centralis. This is a Bombus centralis. We might be able to hear it vibrating its wings. Almost 100 years ago, a scientist suggested that bumblebees were so heavy and their wings were so small that it was mathematically impossible for them to fly. But actually, he didn't take into account the fact that they can vibrate their wings 200 times a second, and also that the movement of their wings is so complex that they create eddies that give them lift. Boy, this is a small bumblebee. I'm measuring it. It's about 0.4 inch long. Here's a big, fat bumblebee. One of those has the pollen basket. So that's a female. She's a worker. She's gathering pollen. She's going to take it back to their underground colony. And yes, she does have a stinger. And when bumblebees sting you, they don't lose their stinger. Only honeybees die after they sting. Bumblebees have really thick bodies. Our bumblebees tend to have this yellow and orange and black coloration, as opposed to honeybees, which are thin-bodied and almost always yellow, orange, and black in narrower stripes, not the big, wide stripes. If you'd like to learn more about bumblebees, Virginia Scott from the University of Colorado Museum teaches a class for Boulder County Nature Association in the summers about bees. And there's a wonderful, fairly new guidebook out called Bumblebees of North America.
Steve Jones is co-author of the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.